Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast called With or Without You by Luke Hoffman. I hear my mom opening my bedroom door on Thanksgiving Day. Excited to go see my family, I get my clothes on and run downstairs to get breakfast. After I finished eating my Reese's Puffs, my mom was always urging me to run upstairs to get my face washed and my teeth brushed. As a 7-year-old, I sighed, however, still managed to get back upstairs to get the job done. Shortly after I clean up, I always found myself waiting for mom to get her hair done in the morning, especially on occasions like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Finally, mom finished her hair and it was time for us to leave and go to grandma's for my favorite meal of the year. I run down the steps in front of our house and jump into the back seat with my brother Kyle. My mom starts up her van with dad in the passenger seat and we are ready to take off. I see my dad reaching for the glove box as we're driving down the road up and over the train tracks. Then I see him pull out the book of CDs. My parents decided that it would be easier to have all the CDs in a booklet instead of having the CDs individually. Today I noticed Dad pull out a CD with The Boy on it. This CD was an album by U2, and I always wondered why U2 put a little kid on their album cover, however, never decided to ask why. He puts the CD in, and I hear my favorite song. The song starts off slow with drums, bells, and whatever sounds like whistling. Then I hear a bass guitar slowly start strumming, getting louder and louder. At this point, I am very calm and in my happy place. This isn't just a good song, it was my very first favorite song. I still like this song today, and it brings back good memories of my family being together. After the start of the song, I hear the artist singing in a calm voice. The song always sounded great until my dad tries to imitate it and start singing like him. However, besides my dad's awful singing, he stopped and I was able to hear the song start getting better and better. In the calmest voice possible, I hear the artist singing in a louder and louder voice as the chorus starts approaching. I hear him say, "And you give yourself away, and you give yourself away, with or without you, with or without you, I can't live, with or without you." At this point in the song, it's the loudest point it will ever get, but it's very soothing. It's not the type of song you would bang your head to. It's just a nice stress reliever type song. It remains at a faster pace when he repeats the chorus, but then goes back to just the guitar with the drums and whistling. The song finishes humble, and we then listen to other alternative rock songs by U2 that I've also enjoyed when I was younger, but not as much as With or Without You. Even as a young child, I've latched onto this song and remembered it all the way through high school. The memory that really stuck with me is my dad pulling out the CD with The Boy on it. I don't have a lot of recollection of my childhood years. However, when I remember him pulling out the CD, I remember that day like it happened yesterday. I want you guys to think back to your childhood days, where things are a little harder to remember, and think of an image that brought back positive feelings and memories. That's why I have such a connection to the song. Every time I hear it, it brings back positive memories I've had with my family. I have an interesting bond with my brother Kyle. He introduced me to the discus throw when I was a freshman in high school. We've trained ever since, putting in countless hours in the weight room and training in general. During one of our training sessions, we listened to With or Without You by U2 and started talking about the story I just told you guys. This song bonded my brother and I in a way I could never change. My brother is a sophomore at Lock Haven, and we are bonded even when we are not together. When I'm training without my brother now, I can listen to With or Without You to remind me where I came from to help build up my motivation. This song is a motivational tool, however, also a song that can represent hope. Recently, I went through a life-changing experience with my dad. He got in a car wreck from someone hitting his tail end. Essentially, he was at a red light and looked in his rearview mirror to see someone coming at him going 50 miles an hour. This accident was detrimental to his health and his life. I remember sitting in the hospital playing this song with him to bring back happy thoughts to get him through this hard time. Out of the hospital after 3 months of not being able to consume food properly, use the bathroom with ease, and not being able to walk. I personally feel like this bond I had listening to the song with my dad helped him recover and got out of the hospital alive. He felt like he wanted to give up most of the time, but this song gave both of us hope for him to make it out. In summary, I feel like what makes a great song are the songs that can give you hope. I'm sure everyone has had a goal in life. Listening to music can help you strive to succeed those goals. Also, I feel like what makes a great song are the songs that can get you through hardships. Mostly everyone at some point has went through a difficult time in life, but the way you got through the low point might have been listening to a meaningful song or music. This song is my motivator. If I'm ever feeling at a low point in life, I pull up this song to make myself feel better. It has got me through a lot of pain and suffering through the years regarding hardships.